Strong performance behind the wheel and a stage win, Creed was audibly disappointed.
Man, I don't know what to do to be any better than that. I feel like I put in one of my best performances today. I love my pit crew and they do a great job for us, so I can't blame that on them that we just got beat on pit road today, so bummer. It just hurts when they get away like that, and especially here at one of my favorite places.
No doubt about it, Atlanta Motor Speedway delivers the suspense and the excitement. And there will be plenty of both on the way this afternoon in the Focused Health 250. And every lap is right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Less than a minute away from the command. Let's pause 10 seconds now for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway up here in the booth. Mark Garrow and Doug Rice, and we'll introduce the rest of our crew shortly. Mark just made me laugh. He says, Doug, there are black helicopters over at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Take that however you want, okay? Just dropping that out there. By the way, we've got some folks that are going to go to the back of the pack today. Weatherman, Clements, Poole, Ellis, the big one, A.J. Allmendinger, he qualified sixth. He will have to go to the back to start this one. Let's go trackside and crank it up.
And now, race fans here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome the Lieutenant of Operations from Henry County Fire Rescue Department, Jason Gruber.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Focused Health, Atlanta Motor Speedway, and Henry County Fire, thank you. Now it's time. Gentlemen, start your engines!
Been given, let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Starting 37th, Kyle Weatherman and the brand South Africa Chevrolet. 36th belongs to Jeremy Clements, the Fly and Form Structure Chevrolet. 35th starter is Leland Honeyman in the Ranco Industries Chevrolet. 34th, Ryan Ellis, the Pello Windows and Doors Chevrolet. 33rd to David Starr, the Santa Serve Byron Superstores Chevrolet. 32nd is Morgan Baird in the Alro Steel Ford. 31st, Dawson Cram, the Mike Harmon Racing Chevrolet.
Starting 30th, Garrett Smithley, the Vet-the-Vote Chevrolet. Then it's the Rima Ford of Matt DiBenedetto, 29th. 28th, Kyle Sieg, the North Country Ford Ford. Then it's the Chevrolet of Mason Maggio going off 27th. 26th, it's Brennan Poole, the Hackett Truck Sales Chevrolet. Then it's the Precision Measurement Chevrolet for Nick Lights in 25th. 24th, Blaine Perkins, the Pritchard Injury Firm Chevrolet. Then it's the Main Street Auto Chevrolet for C.J. McLaughlin, 23rd. Moving up to Roll 11 on the outside, starting 22nd, Lawless Allen, the Deal Badger Ford, and then it's the Toyota Racing Development Toyota for Corey Heim in 21st.
In row 10, starting 20th, Jeb Burton in the Norma Precisions Ammunition Chevrolet. 19th belongs to Sammy Smith, the Pilot Flying J Chevrolet. 18th is Brandon Jones, the Menards Gelled Wind Chevrolet. 17th belongs to Parker Retzloff, the Funkaway Chevrolet. 16th is Parker Kligerman, the Big Machine Spike Cooler Chevrolet. 15th, Anthony Alfredo, Beyond Type 1 Chevrolet. Ryan Sieg starts 14th in the SIAPS Ford. Josh Williams, the 13th starter in the Alloy Employer Services Chevrolet. Rolling out 12th, Shane Van Gisbergen, the Quad Lock Chevrolet. And the 11th starter, Sam Mayer, the High Rock Vodka Chevrolet.
Now the top 10 for the Focused Health 250. Outside of row number 5 in the Hellman Chevrolet, it's Justin Allgaier. 9th, Riley Herbst, the Monster Energy Ford. It's the Wheeler's Toyota of Chandler Smith, 8th. 7th, Ryan Truex, the Toyota Gazoo Racing Toyota. The Campers Inn RV Chevrolet for A.J. Allmendinger qualified 6th. 5th, Sheldon Creed, the CW Sports Toyota. Moving up to row 2 on the outside, starting 4th, Austin Hill in the Bennett Transportation Chevrolet. Going off 3rd, Cole Custer, the Autodesk Haas Automation Ford. And now the front row on the outside, Taylor Gray in the Operation 300 Toyota. And on the pole for the second straight time in Atlanta, for the fourth time in 2024, 19-year-old Jesse Love, the Samsara Chevrolet. His speed, 173, 0.646 miles per hour.
And that's the starting lineup here at Atlanta Motor Speedway for today's Focused Health 250.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
NASCAR's Wild Card Weekend. It's a blur, just how it's supposed to be. Wide open weekend, Wild Card Race. The ultimate NASCAR experience. Camping, concerts, tailgating, and an edge-of-your-seat thrill ride in NASCAR's playoffs. Think your driver's making the cut? Good luck. The Bank of America Robo 400, October 12th and 13th. It's a wide-open weekend and a Wild Card Race. Get your tickets today at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
From Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway. Cars on the track. We're moments away from the start of the Focused Health 250 here. Time now for our pit road picks for today's race, brought to you by Pfizer. Let's start off with Wendy Venturini.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Mr. Doug Rice. Well, since I get to pick first, I might take a more obvious pick. He is our pole sitter, Jesse Love. We'll get the victory here at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Now let's check in with Brad Gilley.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to go with a teammate. It's kind of hard to bet against the local guy. Austin Hill does it once again here in Atlanta.
Three-time winner here on this new configured racetrack. Brett McMillan.
I'm going to go with a guy who could use a second win of this year, accumulate some points. He starts tonight in the third position. Cole Custer gets his second win of the year.
Time now for the View from the Turns, brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Turns 1 and 2, the local boy, Doug Turnbull.
Good to be back at my home track, Mark. Thank you. And it's a quarter mile of a tighter super speedway set of turns here. Turns 1 and 2 here. They're 28 degrees of banking. Red and white stripe on the bottom is the fastest way around to qualifying, but a lot of drivers like to take the higher line to keep that car wound up. We'll see how that goes. They'll get through turns 1 and 2 there. The car's on the edge of grip in this hot sun and slick pavement that's aged a little bit here in the third season of this new configuration. And once they get halfway down that Quaker State back straightaway, they'll get into the View of Pat Patterson.
All right, thank you, Doug. Happy race day, everybody, and welcome to Atlanta Motor Speedway. Bright green wall, Quaker State green all the way around this place, and the lanes are very defined with these white stripes. So when you look at this racetrack, you're looking at three lanes down here in turns 3 and 4. Believe me, they will be using all three of them against that high banking all afternoon. It's going to be a real dicey start to this race with no practice. Will they get through 3 and 4 safely? We're going to be your eyes and ears all afternoon right here at Atlanta Motor Speedway to watch these Xfinity cars get after it.
When they exit turn number four, they come onto the front stretch at Atlanta. A couple little left-hand kinks in it. Our stages today, lap 40 ends stage one. Stage two ends at lap 80, leaves 83 to the 163 that make up the Focused Health 250 here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Now, Mark, something the drivers are already talking about, including Sheldon Creed. He says, hey, look, when a caution comes out, remind me where the entrance to pit road here is, because it's almost into turn number three, and they're saying don't forget to keep those right side tires on the right side, on the inside of that commitment line, because that's something that's new and different here in Atlanta, and they want to make sure that they don't miss that entrance to pit road. Matter of fact, Creed's crew chief, Sam McCauley, says, I've got it in my notes to make sure that I remind you.
So, again, under green, they dive into the pit lane. Actually, as they talked about, the entrance to turn three, the speed limit at that point in the first two segments there, I believe it's the first two, is 90 miles per hour. And then when you get from sections 3 to section 18 on pit road, it's 45 miles per hour. And then, of course, under yellow, it's 45 miles the whole way as they come onto pit road the normal way. So, again, that's very different at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And, again, they want cars to be able to get on and off the speedway safely because these cars, again, are pack racing like they do at Daytona and Talladega.
And it's a little bizarre right now to watch them on this warm-up lap as they're going down the backstretch. About two-thirds of the way down the backstretch, they dive all the way to the inside and ride down on the apron of the racetrack as they're coming around for their practice pit lap here, so to speak. So only place that we do this kind of pit road configuration, Mark, it's really nice that they at least get one live fire exercise to do this, because one of the things, this being a super speedway rules package race, there is no practice. You get to qualify, and then you come out here, and it's a live fire exercise.
So most of these drivers have just a single lap today. 10 have two. And as you mentioned, when they drop the green flag, they go after it pretty angry down in turn number one. No practice whatsoever. So it always makes things a little bit interesting. NASCAR, of course, using this time to give these guys an accurate shot at being able to kind of set their tachometers so they're able to make their way onto pit road. Again, green, sections one and two, the entry in turn three, 90 miles per hour. They get to sort of the head of pit road, and then it drops back down to 45 miles per hour.
Interesting mix in the front two rows here today. Jesse Love, the youngster on the pole, coming out of Richard Childress Racing in the number two car. Next in line, no surprise at all, a really nice run for a Joe Gibbs Racing machine with Taylor Gray. And then it's Cole Custer, defending champion, trying to make it two in a row. And then Austin Hill, the guy that's pretty much owned this place. Pat Patterson, they're queuing up in front of you.
Yeah, they are right now. The pace car has still got its lights on as they work their way right around to the crowd that has turned out this afternoon to sit in bright sunshine. 86 degrees out here. It is just perfect. Get your sunscreen on and get ready to watch some great racing here this afternoon. The field is all caught up now. We'll work our way under the start-finish line one more time, and then I think we're going to be ready.
Doug, want to throw another name out there. Ryan Truex making another of his part-time starts with Joe Gibbs Racing. 14 starts in 23 and 24, 3 wins, 5 top 5, 7 top 10s. I think he's got a chance to win today, and I keep asking myself, and I asked this question to his brother last week, Martin Truex Jr., what do we got to do to get this guy a full-time ride? Because he produces every time he gets in this race car, deserves a chance to run the full series.
It is odd in the sense that he's had some success. You see these rides get passed around and people don't show up and don't perform, and I understand that. But with him, a couple of wins at Dover when he got his first one, and then he always runs toward the front. We'll see what he does in that Joe Gibbs car today. When you're given an opportunity to come out and flash your stuff in that car, you got to make the most of it.
He won recently at Daytona, and again, when I talked to Martin Truex, he goes, I don't know. He said, we made all these sponsor presentations. He said, I wish I had the answer. He said, because usually winning takes care of that, and he has won. He said, but we're still trying to find that magic sponsor to put it all together.
Of course, this is the sixth time around here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, newly reconfigured. I almost think we can lose that moniker now, Mark, since this is the third year of racing on this layout. I don't think we need to advertise it as the newly reconfigured Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Not even one more time?
Okay, if you feel the need, go ahead.
One today and one tomorrow, and then we'll put
it
on the show.
Okay.
All right, Pat, it's a ways from us, but it looks like the lights are off on the pace car.
Here's the way the top five rows will start. SVG will move up into that 10th spot. Riley Herbst will go alongside. Fourth row, Chandler Smith and Ryan Truex. The third row, it'll be Sheldon Creed up there, Austin Hill, and Cole Custer on the front row. Jesse Love right there with Taylor Gray. Pace car is ready to exit the racing facility, and we are ready to start here in Atlanta. Here we go.
So the crowd is on its feet at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Again, a gorgeous afternoon in Hampton, Georgia. And the green flag is out. Jesse Love from the outside to his inside. Tanner Gray right there. They're door-to-door heading to turn number one.
And Taylor Gray making a limited schedule here in the Xfinity Series. Gets a push on the bottom line there. Nose is out ahead through turns one and two with Jesse Love getting a bit pushed. They're neck and neck as this field roars to life down the back straightaway.
Side by side is the way they will race now. Advantage, Austin Hill starts moving out with a big push there. Excuse me, out in front with Jesse Love. Pushes his teammate. Love drifts up the racetrack. They work through three and four. Everybody finding the best grip.
They'll fight back to the start-finish line for the completion of lap one. That goes to Jesse Love. Next in line, it's Austin Hill, and then it's going to be the 18 next in line of Sheldon Creed.
Sheldon Creed there, and back behind them, moving up to third place is Chandler Smith of the 81 cars. Out front, it's Jesse Love. They're starting to get single file. Austin Hill in gold colors this weekend in second.
Love in that blue and white Chevy works down into turn number three. Austin Hill stays right in the tire tracks. Chandler Smith is right there. So is Justin Allgaier. Here comes the field off four.
Taylor Gray right there running in the fifth spot. I'm going to stop putting Tanner in that car. Taylor's in the fifth spot. They're all chasing Jesse Love to turn one.
Might be confusing because Jesse Love has blue and white colors. Looks like his teammate Austin Hill's car, but it's Love, the dominator in the spring up front. They're now moving to the middle lane, starting to inch up higher there to find more grip and more speed. Austin Hill still in second.
Running in that fourth spot and taking a look to the inside real quick was Justin Allgaier. Thought better of it. Got back in line now. Works to the bottom of the racetrack. Top seven, eight cars, all single foul. High side of the racetrack off of turn three and four.
Jesse Love leads the breakaway pack to start finish line. Next in line, it's Austin Hill. A little bit of a battle there for the third spot. Smith has it. Allgaier's thinking about taking it away.
Allgaier goes down. He goes up. He looks to the outside of Chandler Smith. Now they're neck and neck for the third position, and Chandler Smith is down low by himself, trying to side draft off as else Allgaier. Now Smith in line and fourth.
Chandler Smith got lucky. He got back in line quickly as the front three break away. Once again, Jesse Love, middle of the racetrack there. Austin Hill right behind, and then there's Justin Allgaier.
That might have been a strategic move by Chandler Smith, because who's on his back bumper right now? His JGR teammate, Taylor Gray, as they work their way back to turn one.
They're all about a half a car length apart, though. They're not tucked up next to each other, as the leader, Jesse Love, is favoring the high lane, straddling that stripe between lanes two and three. Austin Hill staying right behind, not trying to make a move.
You got to go way back in the pack, down the backstretch there, to see Riley Herbst battling with Martin Truex Jr. Those are the only side-by-side battles right now. Up front, everybody's content right now to get a feel for their cars and run in single file.
It looks like everybody maybe drank a little calming tea here before they got started, because they are lined up single file, Doug Turnbull, for the first 20 positions.
And that gives the field full of campers watching all this time to pick out their favorite driver and their paint scheme as they change a lot. It's Love, Hill, Allgaier, Smith, and Gray in the top five.
Oh, and they are tight. They are really tight to each other. Single file down the backstretch here. Out next to that green wall. Lets the cars shift right up to that high lane, almost next to the wall. Jesse Love doing a great job on the point.
Right now, an eight-car breakaway up front at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And then, of course, you go back to Shane Van Gisbergen. He's being trailed right now by Parker Kligerman.
And they come into turn number one. There was a hairy moment outside the top ten coming out of turn four where Josh Williams looks like he lost several spots and got bent out of shape as Ryan Truex is behind him. Love is down the backstretch.
Down the backstretch, we're watching some of the battles. Sam Mayer working with Ryan Truex back there in the back. There's Josh Williams that Doug was just talking about. Sammy Smith's in the middle of that group as well. Here comes the field off four again.
Let's give you the top ten here. It's Jesse Love, Austin Hill, Allgaier, Chandler Smith, Taylor Gray, Sheldon Creed. Ryan C. giving a nice run. He's seventh. Eighth is going to be Cole Custer. Shane Van Gisbergen. Parker Kligerman makes up the top ten, Doug Turnbull.
And Brandon Jones is in the 11th spot. The Georgia driver there is the last car in his single-file lead, Pat Patterson. We're seeing him wiggle around trying to find speed.
Yeah, watching Sammy Smith again. He's battling his teammate back there. Sam Mayer manages to get back in line. Parker Retzlaff there going to work with Ryan C. down to the bottom of the racetrack. Meanwhile, the front punch is pulling further away from the second.
And an eight-car pack has become an 11-car pack. Just behind them, Jeb Burton, Riley Herbst, also with Ryan Truex trying to make up ground and join the lead pack.
And Jeb Burton was late getting off pit road when they started the pace laps, but he's up to speed in the Jordan Anderson Racing Chevrolet as he's leading Riley Hurst and Ryan Truex in the back of the top 15.
Brandon Jones is at the back of this first group Mark was just talking about there, watching him try to catch up and hold on to Parker Kligerman. Those are the last two cars in this first group of 11 off four.
Really watching Jeb Burton right now, riding in that 12 spot. If he can get hooked up here with Riley Hurst, they might be able to make a little move toward the front because they've also got Ryan Truex back there. We have now completed just a handful of laps. We barely scratched the surface. 9 laps down today in the Focus Health 250.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
2 seconds left on the clock, third field goal range, and it looks like he's going to go with a 5-iron. No, wait. The quarterback is skating back on the ice. He's talking with his caddy. They're pulling the goalie. He skates off the fairway as the kicker lines up his putt. It's a breakaway! They bundle their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Touchdown savings, birdie goal!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, is inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. Join NASCAR legend Kyle Petty in the Fan Zone this Sunday, where you can enjoy a free coffee, check out some awesome vehicles, and have a chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade and the grand prize, a ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner. The yellow flag is out. Here at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, it's for Anthony Alfredo and Ryan Sieg. They're off the pace. We'll update that when we return to Hampton, Georgia. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Jimmie Johnson.
Yeah.
Where's his place in all of this?
So I look at Jimmie Johnson, and maybe I have a little bit different perspective because I grew up with Richard Petty while he was winning all of his championships and stuff. And it was tough. It's tough to win championships. I mean, so many great drivers, as we go back in time, won lots of races and never won championships. So many great drivers won lots of races, never won Daytona. Those big moments, they just couldn't get over that hump. So to win 7, no matter how you win 7, is amazing. I believe, and I have said this a million times on a million different occasions, Jimmie Johnson's 5 in a row is the most underrated record in all of sports. It gets very little attention, very little attention. We talk about Tiger Woods winning all these majors. We talk about Michael Jordan and LeBron James. You talk about everything that Richard Petty has done, everything Dale Earnhardt Sr. has done. 5 in a row? Nobody's done 5 in a row.
Back here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, under caution, 13 laps in. It's due to Ryan Sieg falling short on the racetrack after he had raced up to the 7th position. A very fast race car for Ryan Sieg. He has a coil wire that came off in the race car. Listening to the radio communication, Ryan came over, said the wire came off in the car. The team has now gone on the right side window and reconnected that wire. It looks like it could be a fast fix to put that window and coil back together, the wire back together for Ryan Sieg to get him back out. But that is the reason for our first caution. Brad Gilley.
Wendy, while all of that was going on with Ryan Sieg, Anthony Alfredo had a problem and he got up into the outside retaining wall. Literally the entire right side of his car is scraped, but it's not terribly bad right now. With the composite bodies, it still seems fairly straight. They looked at the car, they changed tires, they sent Alfredo back out. Anthony got on the radio and said, "I have a little bit of a vibration. It does feel like there's a rub somewhere. They're going to bring him back in just to make sure everything is okay." His day not done here, but certainly they did not need that black stripe down the right side of that race car.
13 laps down, 27 to go here in stage one, which makes up 40 laps today here in the Focus Health 250. Mark, I noticed really right off the jump, it seemed like this field was determined to be calm. They got single file in the first top 25 positions, and everybody was content to ride around. They did that a lot in the spring, too. It didn't hurt the racing, but I think they know if they're all trying to go double file here all the way around, problems are going to follow.
Remember, though, it got crazy at the end of the stages, so they were calm until that point. So we have a number of cars on pit road. I think Sammy Smith is on the pit lane, Parker Retzloff among those. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Sammy Smith is in for four tires and fuel already. No real reports on the handling of his race car just yet, besides the air pressure adjustment. Brad Gilley.
Parker Retzloff came in. He needed a pretty major adjustment. It looks like he got a track bar adjustment with the wrench in the right side window. No tire changes for him. Anthony Alfredo is back in as well for a second service on that car. Brett McMillan.
AJ Allmendinger decided to go ahead and come on in because he was back kind of in mid-pack since he started at the back. Decided he needed to free the car up just a little bit. They gave him a four-tire change, a little bit slow on the left front, filled it up and sent it back out.
So Ryan Sieg now is back running, but he is being scored two laps down. Remember, Sieg came into this race battling for the final spot to make the Xfinity Series playoff on points. He was 10 points behind Sammy Smith. He's taken a hit early on, but he does have time to maybe get back into the hunt.
And this is a place where you could get some cautions, and if you're only one lap down and the rest of the field is on the lead lap, you could find yourself back in contention here in a big-time hurry. Mark, during the break, you told me an interesting stat about the driver that has completed the most laps this year in the Xfinity Series.
I went to look it up, and if you gave me 10 guesses, I wouldn't have got it right. Anthony Alfredo, he has been super steady all year long, and he has completed, coming into this race, more laps than anyone on the Xfinity Series in 2024.
And I feel like that's a guy and a team that's made some leaps this year. No, they're not winning races, but they're competitive, and they run in the top half of the pack a lot of times.
They certainly get the biggest bang for their buck. They're an underfunded team. They stretch a dollar, and they've been very, very competitive. And they're on the edge, Doug. One of those teams like a little bit more help, I think they can make the next step up.
See, back on pit road right now, doing a little bit more adjustment. I mean, you're already the laps down. You might as well take advantage of this and come in and find out everything you can.
Doug, at this point, you might be able to go from here all the way to the end of the second stage. And so that might be what some of these guys are thinking of Ryan Sieg as he's trying to make up a little bit of time, make up the two laps that he's down right now.
25 laps to go, stage one. Let's give you a top 20 here. Jesse Love is the race leader. Austin Hill is second. Justin Allgaier, third. Chandler Smith, fourth. Fifth is Taylor Gray. Sheldon Creed is sixth. Cole Custer, seventh. Eighth to Parker Kligerman. Brandon Jones is ninth. Shane Van Gisbergen is 10th.
Then it's Jeb Burton, 11th, 12th, Riley Herbst, Ryan Truex is 13th, 14th is Josh Williams, Corey Heim is 15th, Sam Mayer 16th, Blaine Perkins 17th, Brennan Poole 18th, 19th, Jeremy Clements, and 20th, it's Garrett Smithley.
And Sheldon Creed jumped a bunch of spots because drivers didn't want to start on the inside line here. He goes, I'll go up there. That means he's going to wind up sixth. This is a notorious racetrack, Mark. We have to remind ourselves every time of being unequal at the restart. There is a preferred line on this restart.
Whatever the deal is, the inside line just doesn't go at the start-finish line here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. A lot of guys have said, I can do it, but it just doesn't happen.
It's like they're taking off in a mud bog, and everybody else on the outside gets by them. Let's see what happens on this restart here as we've got two RCR cars toward the front here. Jesse Love is on the outside line, but down on his inside, Chandler Smith gets a nice restart.
And with a whale of a push from Cole Custer as they go neck and neck, Creed on the inside, Love on the outside, and then turn number one. Love is going to arc his car out just a little bit and get the advantage coming off of two. Big push from Austin Hill and Allgaier pushing Love into the lead.
Wow, that is a great three-car push up front. Can they make it pay off into the corner here, into three? Allgaier is the third car in line. Jesse Love is up front there. Those three cars are going to control the lead off of turn four.
As they work their way down into the line, it looks like Creed is able to ease up in back of Justin Allgaier, squeeze in line fourth as he drops from the bottom up to the top.
Custer did the same thing behind him there and opened up a spot for him, but Creed went higher. Now he's looking lower to Justin Allgaier as up front, Jesse Love leads the pack.
So we got a big line of cars out next to the wall. Parker Kligerman is doing everything he can right now, way back in about 10th spot to try to find his way up into that line. But so far, we do have two lines working off four.
Where Parker Kligerman is the friction point right now. He's about eighth in line. He's back there in a side-by-side battle with Brandon Jones and Shane Van Gisbergen. They're around around 10th.
And they're getting dicey down there as Brandon Jones fades down to block Parker Kligerman for getting in line. That's in the back of the top 10. It's the 7, 8, 9 cars that are up front, led by Jesse Love and Austin Hill.
No change in that big line up front. Watching again, Parker Kligerman there. SVG was out there for a moment. Now he's looking for a place to hide to get back up in line. They work off turn number 4. Jesse Love leading the pack.
Last time by, 4 cars working the bottom, then it was 3, then it was 2, and now Kligerman drops, moves up to the top side, leaves Van Ginsbergen all by himself.
Almost a battle for second place as Justin Allgaier is getting whales of runs in these first 2 runs of the race. He's looking high and low all over the back bumper of Austin Hill.
Allgaier knows if I'm going to go, I got to have somebody go with me or he'll be just like Parker Kligerman back there in a minute. He's satisfied to stay in that third spot. The mayonnaise missile locked in third. Jesse Love still holds serve up front.
Dawson Cram down on the bottom of the racetrack in the apron of turn 4 now. We'll keep an eye on that car and see if he can make his way back to pit road. Meanwhile, the leader's back in turn 1.
And Jesse Love's advantage as he has a teammate at Austin Hill behind him who's not trying to get around it. In fact, Hill backs up to the front bumper of Justin Allgaier to get a run, but does not go around his teammate, the leader, Love.
So it's Jesse Love down the backstretch here. Austin Hill right in line with Justin Allgaier. Then it's Sheldon Creed and Cole Custer. That's the way they line up here, running the top side of the racetrack off 4.
Dawson Cram, the first car to be a DNF today. He's heading for the garage. Apparently motor problems. Jesse Love leads that snarling pack back to turn 1.
And Justin Allgaier looks a bit to the inside of Austin Hill. Hill blocks. Allgaier gets back in line. The top cars, really all the cars, single file, but they're not staying in line, Pat Patterson. They're swirling around in this slick pavement.
Yeah, Taylor Gray had a little bit of problem here just a minute ago, and he's about lost the pack in front of him. That's going to open up some room for Parker Kligerman to go to work downstairs. A little bit of hesitation in that line can really change things.
Parker Kligerman's the one guy that seems to want to go down to the bottom of the racetrack. Right now he is stuck in there with Riley Herbst, but it's back in about 10th spot.
And Jeff Burton's just behind Parker Kligerman. His battle up front. Justin Allgaier gets the run. He's going to go to the bottom of Jesse Love. Now they're 2 wide down the back straightaway in side traffic.
Allgaier has got to beat him into turn number 3 or the top line is going to work right around the top of him. He's trying to hold on. He doesn't have room to slide up. Allgaier now has got an opportunity. Can he get up in front of Love? No. All 4.
Allgaier tried to slide up in front. Didn't do it. Jesse Love still second. And right now his teammate Austin Hill blocks the outside lane. And Allgaier still stuck on the bottom.
But it's amazing how Allgaier's been able to stay up to speed and only lose 1 spot. He's 2 wide with Hill for the second position there, but no help for Allgaier as Love leads.
Allgaier is a veteran. He loves to figure out, what can my car do? Where can I go? Can I pass on my own? He's trying to make it happen again. Stays at the bottom of the racetrack, side by side with the leader all 4. Here comes Justin Allgaier.
Allgaier's saying, I could live life in the fast lane in my own lane. He stays side by side with race leader Jesse Love. Austin Hill is in there for a tight 3rd.
And Jesse Love moves up a lane. Austin Hill dukes up to him. Side drafts. Gets his nose in front. Can he finish the pass out of 2? No. Jesse Love, the run off the corner down the backstretch.
The rookie and the veteran working hard now. Here comes Austin Hill. He keeps a close eye on this. Allgaier, bottom of the racetrack. He can't hold on. Can he get in front of Love here? He'll slide up and pull the slide job off of turn 4.
Allgaier, the new leader here at Atlanta Motor Speedway across the stripe. Now it's door-to-door. It is the Cole Custer machine with Taylor Gray.
And that is door-to-door just like Allgaier did before. Cole Custer down low. Taylor Gray up high. They're battling for the 4th spot as Allgaier is staying at the point.
Sheldon Creed and Cole Custer now going after it right behind this group. Brandon Jones has found some speed. He's down on the bottom end of the racetrack trying to hold on against Chandler Smith to the outside. Riley Herbst has now worked his way into the top 7 or 8.
15 laps to go here in stage 1. Your top 5, Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, and Cole Custer.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at Toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Why wait until the race is over to do a victory lap? This is Las Vegas, and in Las Vegas, it's all about how you celebrate. NASCAR fans, start your engines and visit visitlasvegas.com. Once again, check out visitlasvegas.com. We have 28 laps down, 12 to go in stage one here of the Focused Health 250. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
31 laps down, 9 to go in stage number 1 of the Focused Health 250 Xfinity Series race here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And Doug, right now there are some drivers, rung by rung, they're climbing the ladder. Riley Herbst just drops inside of Sheldon Creed, moved in front of him, then quickly jumped back to the outside to get in that outside line that seems to be the quickest.
Mark, you mentioned it earlier. We saw these races last year and earlier this year get frantic with about 3 or 4 laps to go at the end of the stage. So, Doug Turnbull, they got a few more circuits before they turn up the heat.
And a battle for second place here as Austin Hill is going around his teammate Jesse Love. A lot of drivers here, Pat Patterson, are starting to scoot down to the bottom and see if they can pick off spots one by one.
Allgaier in control down the backstretch. Then you find Austin Hill and his teammate Jesse Love running right there. Riley Herbst, Chandler Smith now goes to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to try to pick up a spot off of turn number 4. Not going to be able to do it.
7 laps left in stage number 1. Now stalking Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, Jesse Love in turn 1.
And Allgaier wanting to get some more points there. Catch the regular season points leaders. Allgaier's out front. Jesse Love seems like his handling's going away as he's going to get battle for third spot for Riley Herbst. They're down the back straightaway.
Sorry, Doug. Herbst will get right on his bumper now, working down the back stretch. It's 2 cars back to Sheldon Creed behind him. Sam Mayer, good afternoon so far, holds on in that spot. Allgaier, bottom of the racetrack now, lets the car move back up to exit 4.
Sam Mayer made a pass last lap, picked up another spot. He is in 6th place right now. It's still Allgaier, Austin Hill, Jesse Love, Riley Herbst making up the top 4.
And we see Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, Brandon Jones battling just outside the top 5. It's Smith down low, Jones up high, battle for 2nd spot as Jesse Love is catching up to his teammate Austin Hill.
A lot of strategic planning up on that rooftop right now with these spotters, especially with those RCR cars. When are we going to go? When are we going to challenge Allgaier? Here comes Austin Hill to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll get right to the bumper of Allgaier all 4.
3 Chevrolets, a Ford, and then a Toyota, the top 5 here as they come around to the start-finish line once again. 5 laps now left in stage 1.
It is apparent that the handling is going away. This track a little bit older, these tires more worn out. Allgaier, Hill, Love, Herbst, the top 4, and they're all zigzagging just a little bit to get some air on those headlights.
Down the backstretch once again, Justin Allgaier out in front in the Mayo Missile. The Hellman's colors on that car today. He's got a half a car length off of Austin Hill. They work at the bottom of the racetrack.
You're spreading it on thick there, Pat Patterson. Up on the point right now, it is Justin Allgaier. Hill next in line, Jesse Love, Herbst, and a little bit of a gap till you get back to 5th place running Sheldon Creed.
In orange and black colors is Creed. He's followed by Sam Mayer and Brandon Jones. Is in a good battle with Cole Custer and Chandler Smith still. Now battle for 2nd. The RCR teammates Love and Hill.
Here comes Jesse Love. Can he get around his teammate first to get to the bumper of Allgaier? It is Herbst that's looking on from the 4th spot. He's trying to figure out which way do I go. He's going to stay on the top side. Jesse Love is hung out at the bottom.
Justin Allgaier on the point. Then it's door-to-door for second. Love inside. Hill on the outside. Riley Herbst, Sheldon Creed, Sam Mayer looking for some running room.
That gap from a lap ago is gone with the battling of the top five. Creed, Mayer, Jones catching up to the lead cars, but the leader, Justin Allgaier, loving the battle behind him.
Impressed with that number one Chevy today is Sam Mayer. He is really doing good work, getting himself up into towards that top five. Jesse Love now side by side with Herbst. Herbst to the outside, middle of the turn now, off of turn number four. Allgaier by Carlink.
Two laps to go here in stage one. Still at the point. It is Allgaier right now unchallenged. Then it's Austin Hill, Riley Herbst, Jesse Love has dropped back to fourth.
Just a mild breeze as the sun beats down to this racetrack as the top four cars are single file. And then behind them, a gaggle of cars. It's Mayer, Jones, Smith, and Custer.
All right, let's see what Austin Hill has got in mind here. Can he make a move on Justin Allgaier? They enter turn number three. Half a car length separate first through fifth. They work down at the very bottom of the racetrack. Allgaier protecting that bottom part of the racetrack. Three car lead off one.
Nine cars up front. One lap to go here in stage one. Allgaier trying to hold on.
One last charge of this stage for Austin Hill. He's going to try to get to the rear bumper of Allgaier. He looks low. Allgaier fades up high, and now they're too wide for the lead, coming out of turn two with a nose up front for Austin Hill.
It's a bow tie battle for this stage win down the backstretch here in Atlanta. Hill on the inside, Allgaier to the outside. They stay side by side. Bottom of the racetrack is Hill. Here comes Allgaier on the outside. Side by side, they run off turn four.
Side by side on the exit of four. They'll fight back to the line and at the stripe. We're going to let scoring and timing tell us who won that one. It goes to Allgaier over Austin Hill. And Mark, it was 0.012 seconds. A tight finish here.
Only 12 thousandths. Wow. So our top 10 in stage one, Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst third, fourth Sheldon Creed, fifth Jesse Love. Then it was Sam Mayer, Brandon Jones, 7th, Cole Custer, 8th, 9th, Chandler Smith, and then it was Taylor Gray in the 10th position.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
For NASCAR fans just tuning in, I'm Kyle Petty here with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. This season will be the most exciting one yet with the introduction of Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series, a pre-race event where race fans can grab coffee, ask me questions, and check out the great cars of Echo Park. And this just in, fans will be entered for the chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. Stage one in the books for the Focused Health 250 from Atlanta. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Welcome back here to Atlanta Motor Speedway. Time now for our Hunt Brothers leaderboard update. After the end of stage one, Justin Allgaier is the race leader. Austin Hill is second. Riley Herbst third. Fourth belongs to Sheldon Creed. Jesse Love fifth. Sam Mayer comes home sixth. Seventh is Brandon Jones. Cole Custer was eighth. Ninth was going to be Chandler Smith. And tenth is Taylor Gray.
Ryan Truex 11th. 12th was Josh Williams. Corey Heim 13th. 14th, A.J. Allmendinger. 15th, Jeb Burton, Shane Van Gisbergen 16th, Parker Kligerman 17th, 18th Sammy Smith, Parker Retzlaff 19th, 20th Brennan Poole.
21st will be Blaine Perkins, Lawless Allen is 22nd, and Nick Lights is going to be in the 23rd spot. Kyle Weatherman is 24th, Jeremy Clements 25th, Matt DiBenedetto is 26th. Kyle Sieg is 27th. C.J. McLaughlin, 28th. Garrett Smithley comes home 29th. And 30th is Leland Honeyman, Jr.
31st, Ryan Ellis. Mason Maggio, 32nd. David Starr, 33rd. Morgan Baird, 34th. Anthony Alfredo, 35th. Ryan Sieg in 36th. And then in the 37th position, the only car out, Dawson Cram.
That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
For Justin Allgaier, stage win number 14 on the season. The next closest driver, Chandler Smith, has won only five stages. So pit road is open. There is going to be some business there to be taken care of. The leader, Justin Allgaier, leading them onto the pit lane. Again, under yellow, 45 miles per hour all the way around. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Wendy Venturini.
Justin Allgaier said thanks to Riley Herbst for the little bit of push for that stage one win. His crew chief Jim Pullman said, "This reminds me a lot about Michigan, so they are going to stick to the same strategy. You can expect when Justin Allgaier hits pit road, it could be two tires and two cans of fuel. We'll wait to see if that strategy plays out. Right now, he feels like his car is very comfortable. Jesse Love, who will position right in front of him on pit road, also stops two stalls in front of Justin Allgaier. It is going to be two tires for Justin. As for Jesse Love, his balance was originally neutral, but they decided to go down two rounds on the track bar and four tires for Jesse Love. Brad Gilley.
Riley Herbst says his car is a little on the loose side. He gets a track bar adjustment. He'll get four fresh tires for him. For Chandler Smith, he says he needs a little more front turn on the short run. He gets a wedge adjustment, four tires and Sunoco fuel for him. Brett McMillan.
Four tires for Sheldon Creed. He says he feels like he can be aggressive, but now is not the time. A 17.6-second stop for him. A little bit slow on that one. Sam Mayer also gets four tires and an air pressure adjustment. He said his car was tight.
So as they came off of pit road, Justin Allgaier, four-tire stop. He's first in, first off. Then it's up one for Riley Herbst. Brandon Jones up five positions. He was third off the pit lane. Then Sam Mayer, Austin Hill, Cole Custer, and Jesse Love. Another break, and we're coming right back to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem, and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Today's race coverage here on PRN at Atlanta Motor Speedway brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money when you bundle your auto policy with your home, condo, or renters. You'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit Progressive.com. From AMS, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems. enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We've been given the one-to-go signal here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We're about to start stage number two for the Focused Health 250. A quick correction, Justin Allgaier went with two tires. It was listed as four, but we get word from our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter, Wendy Venturini. They went for two, and he came out with the lead.
Wendy, any reason behind the thinking there of why they elected to go just two?
Yeah, so Jim Pullman, the crew chief, said this race is reminding me a lot about Michigan, and our strategy there was stage one, take two tires, take two cans of fuel, and then when we get to the end of stage two, we'll take four tires, just like we did at Michigan. Very confident on the radio with that decision. Very confidently, Justin Allgaier agreed with him. So the strategy they employed on a speedway such as Michigan, they are doing and repeating the same strategy today in Atlanta.
A.J. Allmendinger, Sammy Smith stayed out. They will be first and second on the break. Justin Allgaier, Riley Herbst, third and fourth. Brandon Jones, fifth. The rest of the top ten, Sam Mayer, Austin Hill, Cole Custer, Jesse Love, Sheldon Creed.
We saw pretty much the same top ten consistently through stage one. They got up there, they swapped positions, but we didn't see wholesale changes of people coming from 20th and rocketing up toward the front. Pace car now ready to dive onto pit road. It will be 34 laps to go here in stage two when we resume combat. Down on the inside, it's Justin Allgaier flanked to his outside in the 16 machine. AJ Allmendinger. Let's see if the Dinger can get toward the front and stay up there today as they roll side by side into one.
And the Dinger past Atlanta winner here is Allgaier, who won stage one, gets a whale of a push for Brandon Jones on the inside line. Will he nose ahead of AJ Allmendinger, who's in front of Sammy Smith down the back straightaway on the outside?
Allmendinger has a half a car length on Justin Allgaier now as they work into turn number three. A dead heat now between those two cars. Riley Herbst will stack it up three wide back there with Brandon Jones as they work off four.
Sheldon Creed is on the inside. Jones in the middle. Herbst on the outside as they battle for fourth. Meanwhile, out front, it's still A.J. Allmendinger.
As Allgaier on the inside lost his wingman, Brandon Jones, who's three wide middle, followed out of the top ten. Up front, it's Allmendinger on the outside, followed by Sammy Smith and Cole Custer. Allgaier to the inside of him.
Allgaier is down there by himself, running on the fourth spot alongside Cole Custer up front. Those two cars, A.J. Allmendinger with the lead, Sammy Smith. Now Allgaier mounts a charge at the bottom of the racetrack.
A.J. Allmendinger leads the pack on the high side. Allgaier trying to rally on the bottom, but he has no dance partners. He is hanging there alone. Let's see if he can stay with them.
It's Stuart Haas Racing teammates that are lining up behind the top two cars, Custer and Herbst in third and fourth, as Sammy Smith is tucked up right behind the calling racing machine of Allgaier.
Top four cars now, nose to tail, out in front, A.J. Allmendinger. Then there's Sammy Smith, Cole Custer. Riley Herbst rides in that spot. Then Sam Mayer gets there. Allgaier is sliding back now at the very bottom of the racetrack.
Allgaier was leading seven cars on the bottom, but they're all ditching that low groove to jump back to the top. Allgaier now side by side with Jesse Love, and that's a battle for ninth.
One man trashes another's treasure down low as Cole Custer was making a move for second place. Sammy Smith tried to get that spot by going low. He gets back in line as Allgaier's down low battling too wide with his teammate Sam Mayer.
We'll make mention that C.J. McLaughlin had problems the lap before. He brings his car to the pit road. Meanwhile, out front, no change, the top five. Allgaier, the man on the move, bottom of the racetrack. He'll challenge Sam Mayer off four.
Allgaier back there, that's battling for about the fifth spot, but he's the only guy. He is all by his lonesome, and now Austin Hill tries to get around him to the right side, and next in line, it's Jesse Love ready to pounce.
The Childers teammates passing Junior Motorsports is Justin Allgaier. The top six cars are breaking away up front, and it's a real fierce fighting pack in the back of the pack outside inside the top 22.
Allgaier finally finds a place in line, slides up in front of Sheldon Creed. Right behind Creed is Taylor Gray. Meanwhile, up front, top four, here comes A.J. Allmendinger leading the pack. Sammy Smith and Cole Custer.
Quite a battle back there for 11th. Brandon Jones is there. Parker Kligerman, Chandler Smith. Also there is Ryan Truex.
And Truex there, who started inside the top 10, trying to battle with those guys as Chandler Smith, like Allgaier, is down low. Up front, they're starting to zig and zag a little bit, especially Jesse Love behind Austin Hill.
Down the back stretch, that top 10, 11 cars all working out next to that bright green Quaker State wall. A.J. Allmendinger likes the middle of the racetrack. Everybody, just like the Pied Piper, stays right in line with A.J. all four.
For a moment, a big cloud blocks out the sun about three-quarters of the way around the speedway. We'll see if that changes the racing. Right now, no change at the point. It's Allmendinger, Sammy Smith, Cole Custer.
And the wind is kicking up just a little bit, too, as battle for six. Justin Allgaier is going to dig down low and slingshot right around Jesse Love. The leader still Allmendinger.
Allgaier made that look easy. Love just slides in behind him now. That's where you'll find Sheldon Creed. Meanwhile, up front, Sammy Smith all over the back bumper of A.J. Allmendinger. Single file off of turn number four.
As they work their way down to the line, we're going to be completing lap 54, lap 14 in stage number two, 26 to go there.
Up front, A.J. Allmendinger keeping Sammy Smith at bay as these top 7, 8, 9 cars are single file, but they're dancing around as the handling goes away here in the shade. Sammy Smith is second behind Allmendinger.
Then it's Cole Custer, Riley Herbst, Sam Mayer, and Austin Hill. A car link back to Justin Allgaier. That's the way they work again in the middle of turns 3 and 4.
Sheldon Creed right now is in ninth place. That's significant because you've got a nine-car breakaway. They're all single file. The 10th guy in line, Shane Van Gisbergen, Doug, he's hanging in there today.
And he's clad in the old 97 colors that Kurt Busch used to wear there. Black and blue looks very familiar there for Shane Van Gisbergen, having a good run here on a drafted track.
Yeah, further back in the pack, there is a lot of battling going on amongst cars that are nowhere near the top 10, but we don't want to go without mentioning there is some great racing. Great racing is what Justin Allgaier is trying to do, trying to pick up another spot off four.
Again, he dives to the bottom, but does he have enough room to squeeze back in line to his outside? Teammate Sam Mayer will not let him in.
You can tell these cars that are dialed for handling like Allgaier's are the ones that are coming to life late in these runs. Too wide here for that fifth or sixth position. It's Allgaier down low, Austin Hill up high.
Yeah, Austin Hill up high. Jesse Love now will pull up and try to get in front of Allgaier. He's going to be able to do that easily. Sheldon Creed also will move up the racetrack, and Allgaier will try to hang on to this group right here as they race all four.
24 laps to go here in stage two. The top five, A.J. Allmendinger, Sammy Smith, Cole Custer, Riley Herbst, and Sam Mayer.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
22 to go here in stage number two. And A.J. Allmendinger got out front and says, hey, I'm kind of digging this. He has led 16 laps so far. From Atlanta, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good to be back at the racetrack, calling some action here today at Atlanta Motor Speedway in the Xfinity Series. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 2 o'clock Eastern for NASCAR Cup Series action.
Isn't it good to see A.J. Allmendinger out front? Last year, he ran five Xfinity Series races, two wins, a runner-up, five top tens. You expected, Doug, for this team to hit the ground running and going after the championship this year, and they have really stumbled just a bit. Only 11 top tens in the opening 23 races. I expected more from Allmendinger. I expected what we're seeing today.
And no W's, more importantly. Let's go downstairs now and check in with Brett McMillan.
Well, speaking of A.J. Allmendinger, Doug, he's got Coleman Presley as the spotter today, and it's interesting listening to the conversation. He keeps telling him who's behind him, and he keeps telling him, you're out front. He said, but don't get too far out front. He said, back it up a little bit. Don't get too far out front, because he knows that if he gets too far out front, then the guys behind him are going to be able to get a run on him. So he's cautioning him about getting too far out front over and over and over again. Also, situation going on for Ryan Truex in the number 20 car today. The fan in his helmet has quit working. The cooling fan in his helmet has quit working, and he's not wearing a cool suit. So every time he's coming into pit, we're going to give him bagfuls of ice.
Justin Allgaier again trying hard on the bottom of the racetrack to move up the ladder. He's currently locked side by side with for the third spot. I believe that's with Cole Custer. That's also a battle for the